אתם ניצבים כולכם היום לפני אדוני אלוהיכם.
You all are gathered here this day. You stand this day before Adonai, your God. And we are told this is a covenanting ceremony of the people Israel. That they actually stood, all of the people, and it is enumerated. Who does it mean, kulchem, all of you? Why does it have to say, kulchem, all of you? If it already said, y'all, why does it have to say, all y'all? Why have a redundancy, apparently? And the rabbis say, God forbid, there's never a redundancy in the Torah. So, kulchem must mean something more than just you, plural. It must mean something more, all of you. What does it mean? And then Torah enumerates. Every single one of you, men, women, children, men, women, children, and the stranger who's in your midst, from woodchopper to water drawer, everybody is included in this covenanting ceremony. Every status in society, social, economic, familial, those who have no family, those who just choose to join this crazy endeavor called the Jewish people, all of you stand for this covenanting ceremony, Lifnei Adonai Elohechem. And when does that happen? Hayom, says Torah, this day. But the rabbis say, God forbid we should read this day means then, 2,000, 2,500 years ago. What does Hayom mean in modern Hebrew? Today. You stand, atem nitzavim, kulchem, every single one of us, lifnei Adonai, hayom, we stand before God, hayom, today. And not only does Torah say all of us, but those who are with you and those who are not here this day, which the rabbis understood and Torah understands to mean anybody who would be part of this covenant in the future. We were bound, all of us in this room, by people who stood 3,000 years ago. It is our choice tonight, tomorrow, to continue from last week, to stand and to read ourselves, every single one of us, our children, our grandchildren, those who we can't even imagine in generations forward. We choose to stand, to be implicated in a covenant of love between us and the divine. Why can't this just happen to every single one of us in our living room? Why can't we just get quiet, meditate, and connect? And we're in. We're part of the covenant. Because Jews know that this isn't a solo flight. We don't do this business of being human alone. We need each other. We need to stand as one community with people we don't know. This is really important. It's wonderful that we see people we know. It's wonderful that we get to kiss them and schmooze with them and see all of them here in one place. We love that. People who return to us only for this time of the year, that's fantastic. It's a reunion, a sacred reunion, a revival, we hope. We love that. But what's more important, I believe, is that our tradition calls us to stand and understand people we don't know as obligating us to their welfare, obligating us to care about what happens to them because we are one community. I look tonight and I'm so proud to see so many young people in our audience. I know you're tired. I know it's a long week. I know it's a long day at school. Mine's already left the sanctuary. I understand it's really long. But our young people, our teenagers, our emerging adults, our amazing emerging adults, of whom we're so proud, it's important that they see that we stand as a community with people we don't know. We ask them to obligate themselves to strangers seven rows back in the center, 27 rows back on the aisle, the ones who need to get out fast. can we ask them to see, to witness that we understand ourselves as one community, as one family? Because what this can do, if we allow it to, over this next 24 hours, is it can help us reorient. What would that mean if we stopped just being consumed and distracted by what we need, what we want, how much we can get, what our next step is, what our next want is? What if we could just stop that for a little bit and think bigger, stand bigger? And if we do that as KI for Yom Kippur, how would that help us turn away from our own inward focused concern? How would that help us turn outward to our community, to our city, where there are 50, 60, 70,000 children without a home? What would it mean for us to take the teaching of this time and turn it outward and really feel concern for strangers we don't know? What would it mean to feed the food insecure who this day are choosing between pencils for their children and breakfast in the morning? I went to a public high school in Atlanta, Georgia, because it had a magnet school for the performing arts. And our director told us, be very grateful, and we're going to do a food drive here at school in the fall, because people are buying things for their kids to start school who can't afford both that and food at home. And he told a story of a kid who came hungry to school and was distracted and got in trouble because he couldn't concentrate. And the director said to him, what is the matter with you? And later in talking to the kid, he said, what is going on with you today? And the kid said, I'm hungry. And he said, well, why didn't you eat breakfast? I've talked to you about eating breakfast. And if you're going to sing, if you're going to perform, you have to eat breakfast. And the kid said, but it wasn't my turn today. What if our fast, our practice, our focus, our intention, our will to be better, to not only impact us, but if we could turn that outward and help and do and be what this city, what this country, what this world community needs. Atem nitzavim kulchem hayom lifnei Adonai Eloheichem. We all stand together this day with people we know, people we don't know, people who have chosen to join us so that we can connect to one another, so that we connect past our sanctuary to our community and to our world community, that it may be better for our having observed this Yom Kippur. In the wake of our individual and communal self-examination, says Rabbi Beit HaLachmi, this holiday season, our moral compass ought to lead us toward ethical responses to all people and their human needs. If we are open to and able to do this multi-directional turning, we can live more gently and at the same time with more purpose. We can move into the new year grateful for all the sacred relationships in our lives and ready to move clearly toward a more perfect vision of ourselves, our community, and our world. So may it be. Good job. We'll turn to page 820 as we begin the turning, the liturgical turning, by saying out loud and together the ways we know we have fallen short of the goals we set for ourselves last year, so that we might start truly a new year differently.